Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my greasy gigglers? Ooh. Even if you're not Italian, you've been listening to this pod long enough you're that greasy. Olive oil is coming out of your skin at this point.
You're adding it into your skin routine. Paige. Wait, I have to unbutton my jeans. Oh,
man. You made fun of me yesterday for unbuttoning
my
jeans.
I actually didn't. I was the only one that didn't.
Actually, you're so right. Yeah. But you didn't stand up for me.
That's right. Okay. You did not stand up. I was an accomplice. You're right. I didn't even leave you a lasagna.
Sierra was like, are you seriously opening your jeans right now? And I hadn't even eaten anything.
You're also in the comfort of Sierra's home. Like, if there's any place to unbutton your jeans, it's in someone's home. First of all, so awkward, so weird. Me, Hannah, and Sierra hung out all day yesterday. Never in the history of our friendship.
There wasn't even, like, a reason. There wasn't even, like, a meeting.
No, I went over to Sierra's house at 12, and then you texted. Actually, let's talk about this. You texted Sierra and said, hey, I'm with my cousin Kara. Do you want to go to brunch? And I looked at my phone. I said, bone dry. Bone dry. I don't like brunch. I don't enjoy a pancake.
In what universe are you going to hang out with me all week? I know you're sick of me. Would you have gone to brunch?
No.
But you wanted to be invited.
Yeah, but I wanted to be invited. I was like, that's so weird. Tell that little bitch to just come over here.
And then I was like, absolutely. We did not move from the couch for
6 hours.
Maybe 8 hours.
We drank alcohol and pizza as if we were hungover.
I tried to take a hit of weed.
No.
And I had to ask Paige how to do it like I was in fourth grade.
First of all, it was an alternate universe. Hannah walks into Sierra's house and she's like, I have gifts. And I'm like, I don't want your shitty PR that you don't want.
She thought I was going to give her like a moisturizer that I got from Dwayne Reed.
And she pulled out these like little pre-rolled joints. So I was like, oh, we should smoke them. So we lit one up. Me and Sierra smoked it. Hannah was like so against it. She couldn't do it. And I was like, take literally one inhale.
Paige, I just got there. If I had gotten a weird high, then I would have ruined the entire Saturday.
I look at the box. It's not even weed.
Was it CBG or
it
something?
It said CBG, which who knows what that even is.
Yeah.
We
CB
smoked it.
Gigglers.
And so
you smoked it, you go, I'm just relaxed right now.
Yeah, I didn't feel, it actually felt great. My body was so relaxed, mm-hmm. but my head was still like living in the moment. Like I could understand what people are saying. Mm-hmm. But most of the time when I do smoke weed, I like to get dumb. That's why I smoke weed.
See, I don't like to get dumb because I'm like, if something happens like an apocalypse, I need to figure out how to get out of the situation.
Oh, no, I'm done.
You're like, take me out.
Yeah. I'm like, wait 1 second. Yep, I'm ready.
Why do I immediately feel like I'm going to have to solve a math problem the second I get high? I'm like, oh no, if a math problem comes up right now, I'm not going to be able to carry the one. Like, I don't think at all. I mean, all day I'm just making up scenarios in my head.
But you smoke weed to escape those problems.
But like, what if those problems don't escape and you're not capable of solving them because you're high as a dum-dum?
No, there have been times, I can't think of one right now, but there have been times where I've gotten high and something's happened and I've been like, fuck, I'm too high to deal with this
and
right now.
You can't
now.
Get unhigh.
You can't you get drink, unhigh.
When you could sober up when like yeah. something bad happens, you're like, okay, we need to focus.
But anything that has arisen like that, just know I have laughed through the whole, the whole thing.
Jesus has risen. Giggly Squad, we trust. Everyone wants us to make a t-shirt of Giggly Squad, we trust.
We should. But we, okay, so also with us hanging out, we were with Hannah's cousin Kara, and she said a line that became the antithesis of our being. True. And she was complaining about someone, and she ended the conversation with, and she didn't even leave a lasagna on my stoop. And me and Hannah just stopped dead in our tracks, and we were like,
how dare she?
How? She disrespects you and then she doesn't bring a lasagna to your door to apologize.
And from now on, I'm just going to send you lasagnas at random time. And Sierra's from Atlanta. Like, we're like three New York Italians
talking.
Yeah, we were
talking. Like, no, we were like, no lasagna. She had Sunday dinner. She made a lasagna but didn't leave one for you.
No tray?
No.
Not even with utensils on the side? No. Just put it on the stoop. Don't even say hi to me. Just leave a lasagna.
Do you want to know something? A mutual friend of mine and Craig's had a tragedy in her life. I didn't even say anything to Craig. He made a lasagna, brought it to their house. I was like, in what world?
Kim is shaking right now. No, Kim is so proud.
He was like, oh, I should probably make them a lasagna. And I was like, yeah, duh.
But Sierra literally from the South was like, y'all are fucking crazy. Yeah. And we were like, no one ever gave you a lasagna during a hard time?
It's an Italian's casserole.
It's like a cake. It's like an I'm sorry cake for Italians. A layered.
We don't send get well soon cards. We don't send sympathy.
I'm not going to say
anything
to your face.
We send lasagna. No. I'm not coming over because you don't want people all around. That is the difference between like waspy people and Italians. Like if a tragedy happens, wasps, I feel like, gather and they like go over to that person's house or
and
whatever.
And they say like fake stuff like, when's your tea time tomorrow?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, such a tragedy. John was a great man.
And no one can cry.
You know, Italians, they all drive in the driveway. Someone's in the car driving. The mom jumps out. I don't want to bother you. Here's the lasagna. Call me if you need me. And then they leave.
We're here for you if you need us. I'm here for you. But in the meantime,
Tommy's got soccer. And then, you know, all this stuff. But I'm here.
And then the person's going to be like, oh, you don't need to leave. Yes, I'm leaving. You have to act like you don't want the lasagna, too.
Oh, you can't take it. If you take it on the first. That is also such an Italian thing. If you're out to dinner with Italians and someone offers to pay the bill and you say yes. Just know that car ride home is, and did you hear him say, oh, yeah, okay. Like, we owe you dinner. Like, the amount of times I feel like I've been in the car with my family as, like, a child, and I've heard them say, and did you see how quick he took that check? Did you see how quick he was letting us pay?
You're supposed to go into a physical altercation yes. to pay for the bill. And then, also, if you stop when you're hungry... That's an assault on Italian culture.
Yeah.
If my nana gives you food and you say, no, I'm good. She goes, you don't like the pasta? Yeah. And you're like, no, I had two servings.
Then you've put her in an awkward position because she now has to think of other things she could make you. Yeah. So you've ruined her day. You've given her extra work to do. So just eat what she gives you.
And if you even, like, let's say you have a pasta with, like, some broccoli. You don't eat all the broccoli. Was the broccoli not good?
You don't like broccoli?
You don't like the broccoli.
You should eat it. It's good for you.
It is good for you. But also, I would have made you my fagioli.
Or if your mom's
if
there.
You didn't like.
What, did you know Hannah doesn't eat broccoli?
Nobody told me she doesn't eat the broccoli. Are you sure you don't want? Is it too much olive oil?
There is a Sebastian Maniscalco, like, part in one of his stand-ups that is so pure and true. If you walk into someone else's house, like. Like, I would classify Craig's family as, like, a very normal
American
family.
Homegrown.
Homegrown, just sweet as pie. If you walk into an Italian household and, like, you haven't seen your parents, they could say anything at any moment in front of people. So Sebastian has this thing where, like, if you walk into your household and you smell a little, everyone in the house knows. Like, your dad will be like, Kim, I think she stinks. Does she smell her? Does she smell? But, like, in an American family, like, they don't know what's going on in anyone's life, where Italians know
Well, they have boundaries.
They have boundaries.
They'd be like, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, they find a good time to pull you aside.
At times, they're like, Uncle Joe could smell you from across the room. Uncle Joe's about to have a fucking heart attack because he can't breathe in through his nose.
What are you, a natural deodorant? That's bullshit. You can obviously oh, no, you can't handle
on
it.
The aluminum. What is that?
Yeah, my one girlfriend went home one year for Christmas and said to her mom, like, I'm no longer eating dairy. Oh. And the mom was like, well, you no longer eat here then. And I just felt like my family had one of my friends came for Thanksgiving and he's like vegan, non-dairy, non like gluten, all this shit. My mom goes, I literally have nothing for you. I have nothing to give you.
No, I dated a guy who was kosher.
Yeah.
And that means he can't have cheese and meat together.
Which is, what's the point of living?
So I was like, well, you could do the eggplant parmesan, but if she always makes it with the chicken parmesan. Yeah, and you can't like, just have the eggplant parmesan because that's disrespectful to the chicken.
The first time I ever found out what kosher was, I was on a date. I was like 23, 24, and I was with this Jewish guy. He took me to an Italian restaurant. It was our first date. They brought over a charcuterie board. Mm-hmm. I hassled this man. For 30 minutes, I was like, you got to eat the prosciutto in the same bite as the provolone. Cheese. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. And he was like, no, I don't really. But then he said, I'm kosher. And I was like, what does that mean? You know? And then he explained it to me. And I said, I just don't see this going anywhere.
I don't see
anywhere.
Why your God would not want you to enjoy a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich in the morning
like,
after a hangover.
This is amazing. They can't eat. They don't eat lobster. They don't eat bottom feeder fish,
which honestly is classy as fuck. They're like, yeah, if you eat from the floor.
But also, isn't shrimp cocktail classy? It's like, where do we draw the line?
Very true. Like, isn't my pussy classy? Like eat the bottom feeder.
I actually feel like most of the Jewish guys that I have slept with do not go down on girls, but I don't want to put that as a stigma across.
We don't
want to
stigmatize because Jewish men are ultimately the goal,
ultimately the make the best husbands.
That's what they say.
Yeah. But who's to say, you know?
Wow, I feel like we are
that was a lot.
The Sopranos.
No, we just got
in millennial girls' bodies.
So intense.
That was really intense.
So intense. Okay, I have a few things.
Let's go.
I feel like we should have a sound that we like correlate when we have like new ick unlocked. Yeah, like where you're just like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Ew.
And a new ick that I have that has recently been unlocked for me. And it's not so much for the girls. It's really, although I don't love it when the girls do it too, but when guys are buying blue check marks.
Ew! We have not discussed this at all.
First of all, Jeremy, with your 200 followers, we don't need to know that that's the real you. You know, we don't care.
It's giving I'm a founder on a dating app and I'm like, what did you find? Your mom's apartment?
Yeah, like it's
the
just
basement of your mom's house?
No. I physically can't do it.
Also, I want to know the strategy of it because this happened, my friend, her ex-boyfriend, she broke up with him. Mm-hmm. Next day he has a blue check mark.
No, I can't.
Like right along the mm-hmm. time that everyone was getting blue check marks. Also, Twitter, I don't know if you check because you don't really go on Twitter.
No.
I don't either, but I kept getting this notification like, you're going to lose your blue check mark. And I'm like, who did I piss off? Like, yeah, what did I say?
Who's banning me? Who's, yeah.
Whatever. But I kind of didn't care. But then I realized they took everyone's blue check mark away.
Okay.
And you have to, like, Beyonce lost her check mark. So then I was feeling like, well, me and Beyonce have a lot in common now.
Simpatico.
But I'm like, I'm not fucking burning blue check mark. But the whole point of blue check marks is so, like, when people, if people try to impersonate you.
Yeah.
And, like, someone DMs you, like, hey, I'm Hannah Burner. I'm having trouble. Can you leave
$400
on my $400 on my stoop.
Right.
It's like a protective thing.
Yeah.
But you said you've been now seeing blue check marks everywhere.
Everywhere. And I'm just so confused by it. And I just think like the men, I dated a guy one time who was very obsessed with getting a blue check mark.
Yeah.
And it gave me the ick then. And I had like just received mine. Mm-hmm. And he ended up getting a blue check mark like after we broke up because he like met someone at Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I to this day thought like I would never get back together with him because he got that blue check mark after. And I was like, I just think it's weird that you want it so bad.
I want a man that doesn't even know what a blue check mark is.
Yeah.
Like that's ideal.
Seriously.
But then part of me is like, go off, sis.
Like, I saw a few girls who had like small businesses who got blue checks. Yes. I'm here for
you. Well, that's legitimate. You have a business.
Yeah, I'm here for you having a blue check. I'm here for you buying it. But like Dylan, who like just graduated college, I don't need you. I don't need to know you, Dylan.
Also, like, if you're a mom that's just leaving hate comments on my page,
yeah,
because I say pussy too much, and you said that I need to lose weight, and then I click on your page, and your first line is, "Be nice to other people."
Yeah, it's like a Psalm 14:17.
And you have an infant who looks pretty fucking chubby, but no one's saying anything.
Wait, Hannah, you and I have been talking about ugly babies a lot recently.
I've become so okay. I have a beautiful niece.
Yes.
So I have like this. I was ugly when I was a baby.
How do you know that? You saw pictures of yourself, or someone told you that?
My brother was like blue eye, like big earlobes, big lips, little tiny nose, the cutest. Well, basically, I know the reaction I got when I was born.
Yep.
And when he was born, it was different.
Yeah.
You don't know what this feels like.
No, I didn't have hair until I was two. So, like, something was happening with me as a baby. But, I was like, when am I hair cycling? You know?
But when babies have too much hair, I'm kind of like, okay, Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, it's a lot. And my mom used to put these, like, headbands on me so that people knew I was a girl because I just, like, couldn't grow hair.
Well, your mom would probably be so mad if someone misgendered you.
No, literally.
Like, she's a princess.
There is a moment. You've never watched Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Watched the first two seasons.
Okay, in the early season, she used to measure her daughter's, like, calves and ankles. And, like, to see, like, how she was progressing. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. And my mom started laughing. And I was like, what, something you'd like to share with the class? And she goes, I was so nervous when you were a baby that you were going to have, like, the ugliest legs and, like, cankles. And it would literally, I would cry to my mom that you were going to have, like, a horrible. She was like, because I have stunning legs. And so we couldn't understand where you were getting it from.
But when babies have like rolls on their thighs, it's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, I think I was.
But then
roll.
Society turns on you and goes, if you have a roll on your thigh.
Yeah. Like, well, it was cute when I was two.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway.
But yeah, Lois is really pretty. Like a woman messaged me. She was like, hey, I'm a pediatrician.
Yeah.
And I see babies every day.
Ugly babies.
This baby is stunning. And I'm taking full credit, like, she's my baby.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I know my genes, I know.
I can't wait for the moment that we actually do have babies and, like, know if they're good looking or not.
Well,
like, are we going to tell each other, like, your baby's not cute? Like, I leave a lasagna after you give birth. So sorry.
I wake up with a lasagna outside and I go, motherfucking bitch.
So sorry she came out like an alien. That was the first time I remembered being bullied as a child. I'll never forget it. It was like one of my first core memories. I was in third grade, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in the gym before we like went to class. It was like the kids that got dropped off like kind of early.
And you were still bald?
No, I wasn't bald. I think I was like a pretty cute kid. I don't even think I had started modeling yet, but people knew I was like a cute kid. But you don't know that you're a cute kid.
Yeah.
And I remember this one girl, her name was Sarah, and she said—
Last name?
I can't remember, but also, you know, I'm not trying to have the gigglers come for her. She said to me, you know why it's not good that you're pretty now? And I said, why? And she said, because you're going to be ugly when you get older. And I remember being like a 7-year-old being like, wait, am I ugly? Like, am I going to be ugly? Like going home and crying to my mom.
Girls are so savage.
No,
because that was
savage.
A diss that's going to stay with you
it's
for life.
It stuck with me forever.
Like, to this day, Sarah's checking her Instagram like, it's coming.
Yeah. Each year I would get older, I was like, when's it coming? It's literally hitting this year. Like, fucking Sarah manifested.
She left a bomb and it's ticking.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Speaking of being pretty, we went on Stiff Socks podcast and we talked about it for a second. You guys should listen to the Stiff Socks.
I was so nervous being around heterosexual men.
But they were like very welcoming.
Yeah, they were nice.
They were more scared of us than we were of them.
Which I love.
I was getting sassy with them. Like whenever they'd point at me, I'd be like, put your finger down.
And then they're funny though.
They're so
cute. Trevor's so quick. Like I don't think I've met someone as quick humor as he has.
So if you want to like snort a line of cocaine and listen to Stiff Socks Giggly Squad, but we talked about this is intense.
Wow, I'm so interested.
I'm talking about my photo.
Oh.
So we get our makeup done all the time. Yeah. I got my makeup done. The artist was like really talented. Mm-hmm. And I look good.
Stunning.
And she took a photo and then she sent it to me
yep.
like an hour later. And I looked at it and I looked incredible.
I mean,
like truly like
taking.
I was like, do I need to get a like Maybelline campaign?
Yeah, like it was like, has Kris Jenner seen this? Because she would do wonders.
Am I related to the Kardashians?
Yeah, like what's happening?
And then I look at it a little longer and I'm like, wait a second. Something's off. And I look to my best friend and I say, Paige, is this photo edited? Not 1 millisecond went by and she goes, absolutely, that's not you. And I said, thank you for taking me down to earth for a second, because for a second I thought I was gorgeous.
I think I started laughing and I was like, who is she? Who is that?
So we realized that this photo was subtly Facetuned.
Yes.
But it
subtly though.
Subtly to the point that, you know, you see something, you're like, they made their boobs bigger. Oh, they made their nose little.
Yeah.
I don't know what she did.
Yeah.
But it was to the point where I was like, should I even be friends with Paige? She's kind of like not that cute. Like I should align myself with different people at this point. So
you were ready to bring that photo into the nearest plastic surgeon and be like, whatever she did to this, do to my face.
So I sent it to my mom and my mom goes, you look so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And part of me loves it. And then part of me is like, but it's not me. And I wish my mom knew that I don't look like that. I sent it to my husband. He goes, you look great. Send it to my Nana and she goes, I know beauty's not the most important thing and you hate when we talk about your beauty, but you're so beautiful. Make sure you bring that makeup artist everywhere because it's going to be great for your career. You're gorgeous and you look just like your Nana. So I'm sitting there and I'm having a lot of emotions right now because I'm like, how do these, my own
you're
family.
You're literally getting gaslit by your entire family.
I like, I'm so happy that they think I'm hot, but I also feel like a scammer. Like yeah. I feel like
Joanne the scammer.
Joanne the scammer. Literally. For real. And then I posted on my story and I'm getting all these responses like, you look amazing. Yep. So, you know, like that's a grid post.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I look at Paige and I say, this goes against everything I've ever believed in. To post this and say, this is what
we're
I
learning,
look like.
We're growing. We're changing.
I'm going to make someone else feel less pretty than me.
Yeah.
When this is not how pretty I actually am.
Yeah.
So I posted it.
Got 50,000 likes. Nana was right. Great for my career.
It hit.
Fucking crushed.
70,000. Not that we're counting.
Let's
but
go.
I was doing a social experiment. I was like, because the fact of the matter is that a majority of these girls that are posting looking gorgeous all the time.
Yeah.
Do this to their face. Mm-hmm. What I did. And then you start feeling like, wait. But if I always posted like that, I'd be embarrassed for people to see me in person.
There is an Instagram account that I follow that shows like all these celebrity red carpet pictures that are unedited. And then they show the version that the celebrity posted.
Yes.
It is so humbling. And just by following that account, I can't even think of what the name of the account is. I'll find it.
I follow all of them. Yeah.
Instagram versus reality is like what it's, I think is what it's called.
Yes. I'd be famous by Dana shows like the plastic surgery.
It makes you feel so much better about yourself because you're like, oh, okay, yeah, it is fine to have like a little texture on my skin. I'm not legitimately poreless.
But it's also crazy. Like,
I haven't even noticed my fake freckles. I mean, we've been sitting here for 10 minutes and you haven't even said anything about them.
Wait, they look so natural. I didn't notice.
Well, on Sundays, we're recording this pod on Sundays. On Sundays is the day that like all my makeup PR stuff is like when I'll try it. Because in case I hate it or like it doesn't look good, it's like whatever. It's a
Wait,
Sunday.
You're so organized.
Sometimes I'm very organized.
Yeah.
And so today I was like,
what
I'm going to try
is it?
A little freckle.
Give it a shout out because it looks
It was just on
so
Amazon,
natural.
But everyone talks about freck. Like the like mm-hmm. one that all the girls are using. But mm-hmm. this was just like a random, it looks like a magic marker from Amazon. This side I didn't let dry fast enough. So this side's not as good as this side. But if you want to zoom in.
But you know what's crazy is I've always played tennis and I'd always get sun on my cheeks. I get so many freckles.
Yeah.
And it was never considered cute.
Okay, when the trend first started, and I want to say it started like 2 years ago, I did it. And then I had this like Bravo blogger like really make fun of me for it.
For fake freckles or having freckles?
For fake freckles. And I got so insecure.
There's a thin line between a freckle and a potentially cancerous sunspot.
Correct. And I had fake freckles. I wear my SPF. And I got so insecure that she had like done this whole post about it and like whatever that I stopped using them.
You realize that people critiquing you can affect your creativity?
Yes, it was affecting my creativity. And then like recently I was like, wait, I'm going to let this girl who means nothing to me affect my creativity. And then yeah. I was like, I'm doing fake freckles today.
So you don't get any freckles with the sun?
No, I do, but I feel like because my makeup like covers it up when yeah. I put concealer on, you can't ever see them. Yeah. I have to go like bare face to yeah. see my freckles.
I'm so sorry for not immediately acknowledging Thank it you. When I sat down, but it was rainy today and I've yeah, just well, been kind of off.
No, it's been crazy.
But I'm really sorry.
Why is it like that in New York City when it rains? It's as if we think we're going to handle an apocalypse.
Also, when it rains, for whatever reason, I don't know why I'm like Mrs. Rebellious, but I refuse.
refuse to use an umbrella.
Like, refuse. I walk outside, everyone's in umbrellas, and I'm like, yeah. pussy bitches.
Yeah, I'm like, run.
But then it's like all over me, and I'm like, ah, I'm such a masochist.
Anyone, anywhere you walk into, you're like, no, it's pouring. And everyone's like, yeah, no, we know. We have umbrellas.
I'm just like, this is the fight I have to fight today. And then I'm trying to text, and my phone is just wet. Water. And I'm just like sending the wrong things to the wrong people, and I'm just a mess. But then you just kind of love it because it's not your fault. You're like, it's you're the like, rain.
Let me go full Drew Barrymore.
I fully put all my anxiety into the rain. Like, I have no problems except the rain. I'm like, if yeah. the rain just would stop, I would be have everything together.
And I don't know why I complain so much, because I go from Uber to Uber. Uber to establishment to Uber, and I'm like, I can't with the weather.
So I was gonna walk, pick you up iced coffee, and then I realized it was like legit raining.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to get an Uber, and then the Uber was taking forever. So I'm fucked up.
What a day.
What a fucking day.
What a literal day.
Speaking of wet hair, I wanna apologize again to the Academy and you for
gaslighting you
yeah. and making fun of your hair journey.
Yeah.
Cause I recently got stuck on a TikTok where TikTok is so cool because it makes it so accessible. Like, if I read like a long article, I'd be like, this is highbrow. This is not me.
No, I get my medical information from watching multiple TikTok videos.
I've never finished an article. Like, I don't know where girls got their information before, but when I'm a visual person. So if a girl's like, look, my hair used to be dry.
Yep. And now it's
not. I put it on. I put it in a bun. I went to sleep. I woke up. Now it's gorgeous. I'm like,
I went off my birth control because of TikTok.
I have to say, guys, I don't know if it's because I got off my birth control or on Prozac, but I have so much more energy.
Yeah.
I'll think like, oh, you have to get up and like get the mail. Normally I'd be like, I can't.
No, I can't.
And now I get up and yeah. get the mail and then I sit back down.
I woke up yesterday on a Saturday morning.
And went to Sierra's.
At 9:30, showered, opened my umbrella and walked to Sierra's.
But you haven't been on birth control for a long time.
So I have been on it for... Well, really, like, since I started dating Craig. So for, like, almost 2 years.
See, this makes it hard because it's too many variables. Are you depressed because you're dating Craig? Are you depressed because of the birth control? But someone told me in a crowd, because I asked about birth control, and they were like, I can't do birth control. And I was like, why? And she goes, because it makes me depressed.
Yeah.
And now I think my birth control is making me depressed.
I think it does. I think it makes me depressed, too. I don't want to say I was, like, in a full depression, but...
That's what people say when... They were
I felt
depression.
Like I was very numb to a lot of things that were happening. Like something would happen and I would just be like, cool, I don't care.
Yeah.
Where like I should have cared about that or like would have cared, but I was just like, I don't give a flying fuck. Which is my personality in general. Yeah. I don't care about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But
you care about like stupid shit.
Yeah, but I felt like, oh, I'm really like desensitized
yeah.
to a lot of things that are happening.
You like just
to
don't
me.
Care.
Yeah.
And
I'm
that's
just like
that's kind of depression mode. So I don't know if it's and I don't want to tell the Googlers to get off their birth control, but I feel like pull out.
I literally was just like, I am 30 years old. I'll just use a condom.
No,
like an adult.
Don't use a condom, but use the Flow app. You know the Flow
yeah.
app? It tells you like when you're ovulating.
Yeah.
So during those times, maybe use a condom, but then the rest of the whole month, just have them pull out.
Yeah. I mean, I do that anyway, being on birth control.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like less scared. It's so crazy as you get older. I'm less scared of getting pregnant because it's like, bitch, you should have it. Like,
because I feel
could
like
have
you
it.
Consciously will not be like, I want to have a kid. It has to just like happen.
It'll just
to
happen.
You.
But I'm more concerned about like my well-being, my mental health. Already, like I've only been off of it for 2 weeks. Already, I feel like my body is my body. Like, I felt like I was having, like, a disassociation with my body when I would look at it in the mirror. I'd be like, that's not me. Oh. But now being off my birth control, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, that's what I look like.
You guys, and I was on low estrogen, I was on low adrenal, it was called, and it was very low hormones. So, why did I say hormones?
Hormones. It was also French.
The hormones.
Hannah was on a different, like a Hannah was on French girl birth control.
That sounds like, yeah, a hot guy you'd meet on Raya. I'm hormone. I'm a DJ.
He bought a blue check.
Hormone bought a blue check for sure. And his real name is just Steve.
Yeah. He wears a beanie and he wears like those short pants like the guys in Brooklyn with like high socks.
And the beanie that like just is at the very tip of his head.
He keeps teetering on like if he should grow a mustache or not.
He also has never listened to a Taylor Swift song. He only listens to indie bands.
Yes. His ex was in an indie band and he would like follow them like to different places
and
in the East Village.
And he smokes CBG.
Yes. I love this guy.
And he has real freckles.
He's fluid. Sexually fluid. He has real freckles.
And occasionally he has like a tarot card reading just for fun.
Yes. And he carries a knapsack, but he calls it a knapsack.
And he has rings.
So many
rings. But like
rings.
Vintage rings. Yes. And he doesn't acknowledge the rings ever. And it's like, why do you have 10 rings on your
His
hand?
His parents are both lawyers in Connecticut.
And he goes to Equinox 4 times a week.
Oh, I love hormones.
I love hormones. So anyhow. I was on low hormones. And I've been on it since I think I was like 20. So that's
yeah,
10
that's
fucking
a
years.
Long
and I have to say,
time.
Girls, these last 10 years have not been easy. I've definitely felt like, I always thought it was because I got mono when I was 18.
You've chalked up the past 10 years
to mono. My mom will be like, well, you did have mono that year, and I feel like you were never the same after. But I think we always say that because I was like a happy running around. Then the world just fucking
smacked me in the face.
No,
it's literally, yeah, it's the world.
It's the world.
Yeah.
So we can't just put all our problems into the rain of birth
control.
I always
think about like how confident I used to be like in the beginning of college. And then I'm like, what happened? And I think you just like open your eyes to the world and you're like, wait, this place sucks. Everyone
that's
sucks.
That's what turning 30 is. It's not that you're like more confident. You just don't have the energy to be insecure anymore.
No, that's what it is. You're just I'm like, I don't give a shit what this like, bitch thinks of me.
I don't have time to worry about her. Like, I'm just trying to make it to the next day.
No, literally.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Right? I'm fighting for my life. I'm trying to survive here.
You were so scared to turn 30. Now that you've been in it for a long time now, how do you feel?
I still hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah. I am gradually liking it. Like, I love being like, bitch, I'm in my fucking 30s. Who are you? What are you going to say to me? Like, yeah. Stuff like that. Like, I like fighting people. I do feel like what you're saying is true. You have less time and you're tired to be insecure. Like, yeah. I don't think I turned 30 and I was like, oh, I know all the answers to all the questions I had. No, it's I just don't care.
I just think your 20s also, it's like so much expectation. When, let's just be honest, you were a dumb teenager, then you turn 20 and then you're supposed to be like the hottest, coolest person you've ever been, and I'm like, I still like can't read a book.
Wait, I forgot to tell you this story, and I'm so, maybe I did tell you or maybe I told Craig, it doesn't matter, either way. So I'm on Instagram one night and Francesca from Chicks in the Office has like stories. She's at,
I love how you call her Francesca. I call her Franny in my head.
Yeah, oh my god. I call her Fran to her face, but I feel like when I'm referring to her, I say
you
Francesca.
Do her business name.
It makes me sound more interesting that her name is Francesca. You know? So I fully use her for it. I'm like, oh, Francesca.
Francesca hangs out with Harmon on the weekends.
I do the same thing with one of my girlfriends. Her name is Sam, but when I refer to her, I only say Samantha.
See, I call you Peggy.
Now, every time I get into an Uber and they say, like, if they dare say Paige, I'm like, I don't know her. Okay, so I'm on Instagram one night. She's at, like, a Brooklyn Nets game, whatever. She's taking a video of a man, like, being like, what is this guy wearing on his feet? You know those, like, crazy knee-high boots that look like...
The red ones, like a cartoon.
That look like a cartoon. There's this guy at the basketball game wearing these boots in yellow.
Yes.
And she's like, what are these? Like, what is going on? I'm staring at the video. I'm like, I know this man. Like, oh my God, I recognize this man. Like, I like zooming in, waiting for him to turn around so I can see his face. It's my ex-boyfriend from a trillion years ago. I'm fully blocked on everything. Have not seen him. Have not spoken to him. Don't know what's happening in this his life. This is the first time I'm seeing him on Francesca from Chicks.
And he's like
wiling
out.
He's like, he's on the court. Like, he must have had courtside. He did always get randomly like good basketball tickets. I don't know why. He was on the court. It's like either halftime or a break or the game's over or something. And he's
acting a fool,
walking around in these boots. I immediately DM her. I'm like, you have no idea what this just did for my self-esteem as a 30-year-old
woman.
Well,
I was going to ask, did it make you feel like, oh, shoot, he's having fun out at a basketball game? Or you were like...
No, this man is the reason I have the career that I have. And you said something about it last night. And I was like, I forgot to tell this story. Hannah and I love, if there's one thing we die for, it's when things come out of revenge. And we have our careers that we have because of ex-boyfriends telling us we would never have it. The only reason I went on reality TV was he said to me, if you go on this reality show, I will never talk to you ever again. I literally signed my contract the next day because I was like, this man's not saying that to me.
I'm so obsessed
and so
with that.
Seeing him on her Instagram story, I was just like, oh my God.
Whatever gives you motivation, I don't care what it is. As long as you're not hurting other people, as long as it motivates you to be better.
Yes.
I love the thing where it's like, oh, you're going to be an asshole. Now I have to change career paths, become your boss, and
like,
fire
I didn't
you.
Even want to do this. You're making me do it.
No, like my whole stand-up career. Let's just say I need to prove to some people.
Born out of revenge.
But then once you're in it, you don't know where to stop. And sometimes you take it too far.
Yeah.
But like, if you love it, then it's like, thank you. Sometimes the universe does that to you to make you find your path.
Yeah, pushes you.
So you saw him acting a fool and how did you feel?
I just started laughing. I was like, oh my God, what are the chances that Fran is videoing this guy? Yeah. I haven't seen him in years. I know Francesca. Like, I DM'd her immediately. I was like, this is just so meta right now.
And there is something to be said. If you are the ex that he has to block to live the rest of his life, that's
honey,
the sauce.
No.
That's you have the fucking sauce. I'm sorry. If my... husband or boyfriend has one girl that's blocked and like she didn't
suspicious.
She didn't like put a fire to your home.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
If I have exes that haven't blocked me, I take it as a fail. I've failed in whatever has happened.
See, the exes that I'm not blocked, I'm like, oh, like it was a sweet. They're just like good guys.
Yeah.
But the ones that blocked me, I'm like, oh, you have some deep fucked up shit that like you can't even see my face when like I didn't cheat on you. I didn't do anything. I just was like, this is not good for me anymore.
Yeah. I told you about yourself.
I put a mirror to your fucking face. Now you're running around with little red boots.
You're mad because I told you all about yourself.
But that is crazy that like you can't see him anywhere, which is so healthy. I highly recommend.
I mean, when we first broke up, I definitely like seeked out his Instagram. But I'm talking like I've been blocked for seven years.
Ooh, you did it. You did a toll on him.
Yeah. And it feels good.
But so you didn't block him.
No, I think I definitely at one point blocked him. But then I tried to unblock him. And then I was still blocked. It's like a whole thing. I think Instagram was like, we get it. You two should probably not. Like, we were always constantly blocking, unblocking. And then one day we couldn't unblock.
Instagram is petty as fuck.
Yeah, they're like, you guys calm down.
But then if you're not blocked, Instagram will show you them every fucking
second.
Day.
Yeah.
Or like, this person liked this photo with them. Like, Instagram doesn't know how to decipher who you like love and hate. They just know who you are interested in.
I have so many people muted. It's...
So my thing is I have zero people. I have like trolls that I blocked, but zero people that I know in my life blocked.
Oh.
But I do have people I've blocked over the phone.
Like their number.
Yeah, so I have
okay,
exes
I'm the
that
opposite. I have no
I don't want them to be able to reach me, but I do
I
want
like
you to follow
I have
my
some
life.
People like I have blocked people for you on my own account.
You know what's so funny? Because I have people messaging me being like, hey, can Paige unblock me? I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
You did something.
Did you say something about me?
I have a lot of people. If I get mean comments in my Instagram, like, and I see them and they're about you, I'm like, blocked. Because sometimes it'll be like, Paige, we love you, but we don't like your friend. And I'm like, and now you're blocked because you don't love me because she's half of me.
That was the most loyal thing you've ever said. That
is. I feel like I have some of your exes blocked.
You do.
Yeah, I do.
Wait, you do? Because you see it and you're just like, I don't
see
this.
I'm like, oh, I'm done with this guy. I'm so done
see, no,
with this guy.
I can't block my exes because I thrive on when I need the like dopamine
motivation.
Hit, I go on my page and I imagine them looking at my page.
Yeah. Oh, I do that
and
all
I
the
have
time.
To look. But if I've blocked them, they can't look at my page. And that's what... When you're
gets
waking
you
up in the morning, you don't want to go to that meeting, you don't want to practice, you think, I need to ruin his day today.
Yeah.
And you
no,
go. And for people who are like, you didn't move on. Oh, honey, I am moved on.
This is just a little extra
this
dopamine.
Is just a little fire under
just,
my ass.
Yeah, this is just a little
but
knife
this is like
the-
a this is like a friend who you fucking hate, who you're like, look, I don't want to hate them anymore, but I would, I know they wish the worst for me.
Yeah.
So now I have to shine so fucking bright that
yeah,
I blind them.
Yeah, and those
them.
People are muted.
Yes, I do have. I don't like unfollowing people. I feel like because I just don't want to ever be caught in that moment where they're like,
no, I'm not an unfollower.
I wouldn't unfollow. I love a mute.
Yeah.
It's nice to like clean out your timeline every now and then for
it's
energies.
So nice.
It's all energy.
No, it really is where I'm like, I don't need that person coming to my page and seeing where I am, what I'm doing. You're not, you
but
don't get
also,
that.
But also, sometimes I don't
go
want to go
Finsta.
Into their life. Like, I yeah. do not need to be put into this, like, how your brain works and no. putting it onto me. Like, it's like a coffee date you didn't ask for.
Honestly, I think growth is, me and my girlfriends used to have, like, a Finsta where we would go, we, like, all had the username and password and we would go on and, like, stalk people that we didn't want. It was mainly for guys and, like, ex-girlfriends or new girlfriends where we didn't want them to watch our stories. Mm-hmm. We got rid of the Instagram. And so I haven't had that Instagram now for, like, we had it for a long, I mean, we had it for 10 years.
When you went into it, could you see what girls were looking for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
we could
so
see
fun.
The searches. So we would, like, text each other, like, why are we stalking her? I'm like, I don't know. She's, like, annoying me or something. Or, like, what? Like, are you talking to him again? Why are you stalking him? Like, just, like, we would be able to see.
That's so fun. I've never had a Finsta.
It's not healthy. I haven't had it now for, like, almost a year.
And I'm not trying to be, like, oh, I'm, like, this, like, pure soul. I don't have a Finsta is the same reason I don't smoke cigarettes. Because I don't trust myself.
Yeah.
Because if I started, I would get so
no,
fucking
addicting.
Into it. I'm the person where, like, I do it because I don't trust myself.
It was honestly, I feel like it was once I started dating Craig, I was like, I don't even need to stalk anyone. And yeah. you're like, it was boring.
So you're a full grown up. She's turned 30. She's
turned
30.
And I was like, I'm giving up stalking.
I have a question. I know it depends on the guy, but your exes who have blocked you.
Yeah.
Do you think they have Finstas or they have to look at you every now and then? How do you think they do it? Or do you think they don't?
I think they don't because I think it's too hurtful to see. I think they don't look at me because I was always a person, too, that, like, when I was dating them, like, the number one thing I would say is, like, I'm going to be on TV. Like, I know I'm going to be on TV. And I probably got annoying about it. Mm-hmm. But I literally felt so secure and, like, I was going to be one day. It was just a matter of time before it happened. So I don't think they would be able to look at it and know that I've made a whole career about of talking.
I do think that people might be listening and be like, guys, I don't know if this is healthy. But I do think Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You don't think she has a drive of when people hurt her to be like, okay, instead of just hating you and being upset and being sad at the world, I'm
going to
make
millions
of dollars.
Yeah.
And people will be like, she makes money writing about guys. No. She's channeling bad energy and making it good.
Yeah.
You don't think she fucking loves the fact that that guy has to listen to that song on the radio in a club. The girlfriend
also,
is fucking goes, oh my God, I love this song.
Her roster of people is amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I also, it's Lady Gaga said, like, I want him to not be able to walk into a bodega without hearing my voice.
Yeah.
And if that's what drives you.
That drives me all day.
Because what is life if you're not a little, like, excited about something?
But here's the thing. I hate the term, like, girl bossed because it's like we're just bosses. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like this past month we have girl bossed a tad hard.
A tad too close to the sun.
And my boyfriend took 2 vacations this month. And I was like,
you're gonna have to start giving him an allowance.
I was like, I manifested wrong yet again.
Well, wasn't he like, let's hang out? And you're like, babe,
I'm working. I was like, I'm working. And he was like, okay, well, I guess like I'll go do stuff. And I was like, absolutely go. And like now he's on these trips and I'm like, why am I working? And he's not. But then I was like, I wanted this.
I literally manifested
it for myself.
I manifested it for myself too. And it's hard because, okay, in college, they always used to say, as a student athlete, life is like a triangle. You have tennis, you have school, and you have your social life. And they said you can never have all three at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is so fucked up. But if I think about it right now, it's like I have my work and my friends and my love life.
Yep.
And I rarely can have all three.
At one time.
At one time. And I was watching a Blackpink documentary. Do you know who Blackpink is?
No.
Blackpink! They're a K-pop group. They go, Blackpink! Do you know who Blackpink is?
Wait, is that the guy that died?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's four like Korean descent women, but they're from different places.
Okay.
Oh my God, wait, we're going off topic. But in Korea, there's this thing called YG Entertainment where they get kids at like 11, 12, 13, 14 years old and they start training them to be pop stars.
Okay.
And then they start like voting them off the island. It's like American Idol, but like your life. So like each year kids get cut. And then by the end, they had a girl group of four girls after like 4 years of training.
What?
So they're just like professional girls that have like worked alongside each other and they have the best chemistry, best sound together, best everything. And they've created the perfect girl group called Blackpink. And they're the first Korean group to perform at Coachella in 2019.
This is giving multi-level marketing screen.
Fully.
That's crazy. Do they do that for other professions? I wonder.
I know,
in
like,
Korea?
For tennis, like, that's what the Russians do. Like, at a very young age, they're, like, training. The best ones go to American universities. They get scholarships to American. It's a whole thing.
It's so funny because I feel like my parents, like, never let my brother quit anything and had to do like all of these things and he would hate it and they'd be like, you're going. Where like then I came along and I was like, I'm gonna quit. And they were like, yeah. And then like I think now that I'm as an adult, I'm like, they're probably like, she's not very good. Like she can quit. She's like, I did gymnastics for 5 years. I literally can only do a somersault. And they're probably like, yeah. It's a waste of our time and hers. She's not too bright.
It's honestly disrespectful to the sport of gymnastics.
But then I'm like, but what if I stayed in it and was so good? And they're like, you weren't going to be. Like, you know, so it's like your parents are so real, but also so like, I was like, but I could have been great at softball.
Like, no, Gary had potential.
They're like, no.
They're like, your skinny little fingers.
I remember my brother got into law school and I was like, maybe I'll go to law school. My mom's never laughed harder in her life. She's like, I don't think so.
But you said I want to be on TV and they were like, oh my God, go fight with someone on TV.
They were like, we think you can do that. And then that was like the only, they were like, no, you're. This is what you're gonna
but
do.
They get you. But I was joking. Yeah. Blackpink up their tour. They're playing like arenas all over the world. It's crazy. But they were sitting there and they were like, during this 9 month tour, they were like, you actually have no fucking life.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is waking up and looking forward to the next show.
Yeah.
You're not like, what are we gonna do today? Should I do some self care today? Should I talk to a new guy today?
Yeah, no.
So, and I realized like when you see people like us like traveling so much, we're not like fulfilled and having a tour.
Right.
We've lost tons of other parts of our life.
And I feel so bad because Gigglers will send us so many recommendations on like their city and where we should go. This one girl wrote out like an entire itinerary. And it was so sweet. And I was like, you don't understand.
Like during the 5 days we're on tour, we don't know what's going on in the world.
We have no connection to the outside world. It's like we don't know our Instagram logins. Like we haven't seen a feed in days.
We only know each other.
Actually, the last tour we went on, we had this like unspoken thing because every airport was going a little bit too smoothly. Like we were getting there before we had to be there. We were on time. We were more than on time. We had time to get drinks.
The hotels were close to
Ubers were coming quick. Like we couldn't talk about it because it was going too well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going. It's like we are also like single women and not in terms of like, oh, we're going
cheating.
To a bar. We're going to talk to a
guy. No, like you forget you have a relationship.
I'm like, oh yeah, Craig, where are you? What have you been doing?
It does look cool. And I'm like, we're going to the hotel. We've got our makeup done. Like, I don't know where you fit into this. And that's where, like, you have to find the balance and you have to consciously. But, like, people go on tour for 9 months?
No, I don't know how they do it. I also, after being on tour for literally only 5 days, I don't know how people are on Broadway.
No.
Like, you're waking up every day. You're doing a full-on performance, sometimes two performances in one day. You're singing so loudly.
But I don't know how their voices take it.
I don't know.
But this is the thing. Their whole life's dream was to be on Broadway.
Right.
So they've put in so much time and effort, and they have to be so intense and special to get there that once they get there, they're like, this is all I wanted. But then once you get there, that's when people get depressed because they're like, wait, I accomplished my dream.
Yeah.
And it's actually like life isn't perfect.
No, for sure. I mean, my whole dream, my whole life was to be on TV. And then I got on TV and I was like, wait a minute. Wait a damn second.
This is the thing. Just because your external things change, internally, you actually don't change. Like, you're literally, well, some people do change. They become assholes.
Yeah.
But, like, you're still the same page with her same, like, little nuances of things you worry about. Yeah.
I didn't realize I had anxiety as a child.
Neither did I.
Until I got older. My biggest fear in high school was that I was going to get pregnant and I was going to disgrace my family.
Oh, so you have real anxiety.
So I would have such anxiety. I wasn't even having sex.
No. No.
You're and like, I was like, no, I am the next Virgin Mary. I just fucking know it. My mom's going to be
so
mad.
You're like, I want to be on TV, but not 16 and pregnant.
Yeah, literally. That show came out and I was like, everybody stop. And then I remember, like, when I did lose my virginity, like my junior year of high school, I was a fucking wreck. Like, I remember coming home from school one day and I fell asleep at like 6 p.m. My mom's like, why are you so tired? I had beaten my brain down so much that I was pregnant in like this first time losing my virginity. I had a prayer that I wrote out on a note card and I would stick it under my mattress and I would say it every night, like praying, like, please, I don't want to get pregnant in high school. I don't. I like put myself in a whole tizzy. I never even told my mom that because she'd be like, well, this is why you shouldn't be having sex in high school.
Watching your mom actually was reading all the notes and writing back.
She was like, you are dirty. You are going to hell.
When you first made out with a guy where you're like, this is it. His sperm went through my mouth. It's going to find my ovary.
When I first made out with a guy, the first time I ever kissed a guy, my girlfriend, who was also present, told her mom. And her
you
mom.
You had a threesome the first time?
She was just there. Her mom told my mom she like watched. A fucking narc. And I got in trouble. And my mom was like, you can't like be kissing boys. And from that moment, I was like, but
okay, I'll just focus on outfits.
Yeah, I was like, but now I like have to.
To start with,
I've never forgiven that mom. I've never forgiven that
no,
mom.
No, what a narc.
What a narc. We were in eighth grade. Everyone was kissing.
Yeah.
My one friend was giving blowjobs, okay? And
we all had that one.
And I was like, wait, what?
And honestly, you were so scared for her.
I was so scared for her. I was like, I think you can get pregnant that way. Like,
the first
if
time
my
I
sources
kissed
are
guy,
correct, you're pregnant.
Was your first kiss good?
Yeah, I remember him. His name is Austin Bierman. I would love to
was
know
he
what
cute?
He's doing now. The cutest. I mean, still, probably to this day, still probably cute, but definitely the cutest in
did
our
you guys
school.
Use tongue?
No, we were like, no.
See, the first time I kissed was tongue, and it was the grossest experience of my life. I felt like someone put an oyster in my mouth, and I was just like mixing it around my
gross.
Mouth. So disgusting. And then we kissed in the hallway. This was like at a tennis academy, and we had a plan. We're going to kiss that night. So we kiss. And then I go, thank you. And then I turned around and went back in the bedroom, look at myself in the mirror, and I was like, you slut.
Yeah. You okay, because there's slut. Such shame. Like, you're born with such sexual
purity. You're so
shame
pure.
As a woman because your mom was taught that, like, sex was bad. Her mom was taught, like, sex was bad.
I
you
Listerined
have to be a virgin.
11 times that night. I was like, get this gross
even
man
like,
off me.
Even in my 20s, like, I would sleep with someone, and then the next day I'd be like, I'm disgusting. But, like, not really.
Literally,
like,
no.
No, you're not.
You engulfed him.
Yeah.
He's disgusting. I mean, most of the time they are disgusting.
No,
I
have gotten an STD.
I've never given chlamydia. I've only gotten it. Okay? I've treated it once I got it.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the US using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I went to a high school, no, not high school, a college. I'm yes. not going to name the college. And I like to ask, I do like stand up and I ask the kids, like, are there any athletes here? And they'll be like, a football player, there's a hockey guy. And yeah. I always say, like, the one thing my mom always said to me, because she went to Cornell, she was like, stay away from the hockey guys. They're older than everyone.
Oh, okay.
Because they go to these, like, pre-junior yes. colleges. So they're, like, 25 and everyone else is, like, 18. They have, like, full chest hair.
Yeah.
And so they... And they've been, like, fucking since they were 11.
Yep.
And they're all just that, whatever. They're sick.
They're gross.
And they have no teeth. They have concussions.
Do I have the hiccups?
And wait, this is my neighbor to have the hiccups during a podcast.
You just scared them out of me. I'm expecting a lasagna later.
Have you ever gotten the hiccups during, like, an exam and everyone's quiet and you're just like.
Yeah.
So I said to everyone, I go, don't. Hook up with the hockey guys, you will get chlamydia.
Yeah.
And this is just an off side note. Like, it wasn't like a huge joke. Mm-hmm. The place starts losing,
erupting.
So for a second, I'm like, am I the funniest person in the world? And then I was like, I do this. I've said it before and yeah. I've never gotten that reaction. So I'm like, something's weird. I continue. Get off stage. They go, Hannah, there was it was like a small college. They were like, we had a full chlamydia outbreak that started, they tracked down from the hockey team.
Oh my god.
Almost every person at the college had chlamydia for like a couple
Wait,
months.
That happened when I was in college too.
Really?
Way worse.
What happened?
It was a herpes outbreak.
No!
Yes, and everyone was getting herpes. This was actually my friend's college. I didn't even go to this college. They tracked it back to the basketball team.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
But that's terrifying. Yeah. You know, in movies and like TV shows, when someone gets an STD, they're like, the doctor's like, okay, you have to tell all your sexual partners. Has anyone ever done that in their entire life? Like, seriously, has anyone ever done that in their entire life? Because I know that I have slept with probably some of the grossest people in New York City, and never one time have I ever gotten a call from them. Like, and I know that
no, that's, I was put in a pickle. I might have told this story before, but I had, was stopping hooking up with someone and starting hooking up with someone new.
Yeah.
And I, but I wasn't like fully
done with the first person.
Yeah, I still that person, but I saw potential in this new person. And then the old person calls me and said, it hurts when I pee. I think I have chlamydia. And then he basically was like, I think you gave it to me.
No.
But then I had to tell the new guy, I think I have chlamydia.
Tell me you didn't even have it.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because these boys are multi-level marketing scheme with their chlamydia.
Yep.
But I was in a pickle where I was like, I love saying pickle. Do I tell the new guy? Like, imagine you're newly with a guy. Yes. And you're like, I just got a call. I think I might have chlamydia.
Yes.
But then this guy was telling me it was me. And I was like, but the only guy I'm fucking is that. So did that guy give me chlamydia?
Yeah.
So that's just dating in New York.
No, that literally is just dating.
Yeah.
I feel like there is such a stigma of, like, people getting certain STDs. And there are, like, some that are worse than others. But here's the craziest part. How the men have lucked out again is, like, sometimes a guy will have something and he won't know because there's no symptoms for a guy.
No symptoms.
And then you have sex with them and then you're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then if you say something to them, they're like, well, I don't feel anything.
You're fighting for your life. Well, he's just... He's coming. He's coming. Yeah. He's orgasming. He's coming. I do think also chlamydia is like, it's so easy to take care of.
Yeah. It's basically like a bacterial
infection. Let's be honest. There's nothing to be weird about. Because like, you know, when you first start seeing someone and you're hooking up with them.
Yeah.
You have to hook up with guys before you're official.
Right.
Let's be honest. This isn't the 1920s.
Right.
You don't have to get married to have sex.
Right.
So when you're in that early time, it's like, yeah, you're supposed to use a condom. Let's be honest. We don't always use a condom.
Right.
So there's that initial period where you can't tell them not to hook up with people.
Yeah.
Because you want to hook up with other people, too.
You know what's crazy, too, is when you're younger, because I feel like I went to, like, all Catholic schools, all girls high school, you're taught that, like, the biggest problem is if you get pregnant. They don't teach you, like, you're going to get to college, you're going to get in your 20s, it's going to start burning when you pee, here's what you should do, here's what it is. They never say it.
Why do we know the Pythagorean theorem?
You know, it was like, I now, like, looking back, it's so funny to think, like, okay, what are you going to say to your daughter? There are certain, sometimes I'll get in situations and I'll be like, okay, one day I'm going to have to teach this to my children. Mm-hmm. What am I going to say?
I want to take it like the European wine approach. You know how, like, in Europe, people are not blacking out? Because early on, they were like, you could drink, you could not drink, no one gives a fuck. But if you grow up being like, do not drink that horrible devil's blood.
Right.
And then the second they're 13, they're in a farm fucking blacking out.
Did you see John Mulaney has a new stand-up and he says, like, my family had the European approach and we could, like, try alcohol at 6 years old. He was like, that's the only thing in our household that was European. We never even went to Europe. Yeah. Like, that was European.
Wait, John Mulaney's special.
I thought it was amazing.
I do have to say, the first 5 minutes, I was nervous into it.
Yeah.
Because he was making this joke about, like, how he wished his grandparents would die to get attention in school.
Yes.
And I'm like sensitive about that stuff.
You didn't like that.
My papa just passed away. I was just not.
Papa passed away a year ago.
I turned it up.
No, and it's all, and I love Papa and forever rest his soul. And I am sure he is here right now.
I'll cry about it right now. I'll cry about it right now. Do not bring it up. How dare you bring up? You brought it up. I brought it up. Okay. Also, your grandma died.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
But you were very close. I'll never get over it.
No.
I'll never get over it.
I'm not over my one grandma's death from college.
Oh, you liked that one the best.
Yeah, it was my mom's mom. Yeah. Okay, so he's doing the stand-up. That was a weird tangent. That was weird. It got dark.
So
fuck you and your dead grandparents.
Shout out to Grandpa Jerry. You're the reason I love comedy. He used to make jokes at the dinner table. But anyway, I'll get through this. I'll get through this in spite of you.
The man was 95.
He lived a great long life.
He lived an amazing life.
Do you remember when that guy came up to me in Ohio as my grandpa reincarnated and me? Okay.
No, I know. So tough time for all of us.
How dare you?
So I'll bring a lasagna.
I did not like the first 10 minutes of Drama Special to the point that I turned it off.
No way.
I was like, this isn't good. You tell me it's out. Dez says he read an article that it was good. And I say, you know what?
Give it an,
I'm going to learn and grow. And I'm going to try this again because I think that I was too judgy.
Yeah.
But I realized the first 10 minutes is him just like warming up the crowd.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the intro. And then he goes, let's get into it. This was the most raw,
real,
vulnerable shit I've ever seen John Mulaney do.
In, I think also one of his funniest stand-ups, and
I've
always loved John Mulaney. I have watched every single one of his stand-ups. I've gone to see him perform live. Like, I just always thought he was so good. And when all of this happened to him, I just couldn't believe, because in his stand-ups he does come off as very like waspy. We're from Newport. Yep. We're from Rhode Island. Like,
he's
all
clean
this,
cut.
Yep.
He is smart. He has his shit together.
Yes.
I never related to him because I was like, I'm not a clean cut white dude.
Yep.
And I actually never really like, I was never really a fan. I did not like him, but I was never obsessed.
Yep.
And you messaged me like, it's out. And I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
He spoke. Well, he loves name dropping, but in the funniest way.
Yes. How funny was he?
Intervention.
The intervention was amazing.
When he said it was the most insane lineup, he was like, you guys, the lineup was
He was like, and they
insane.
Didn't say one joke. Funny thing the whole time.
He goes, imagine Nick Kroll looking at you just being like, you need to get better.
Or when he was actually in rehab and he was like, I was nervous. Everyone was going to know who I was. And he was like, and then a new fear set in that not one person knew who he was.
That was so honest of him to
so
say.
So honest.
Do you know what was bananas? That I was mad.
That no one recognized me.
People did not recognize me. And no celebrity would ever admit that.
Yeah. But that's definitely something they think when they go to rehab. Like, oh, everyone's going to know me.
Like, oh. And then he said he put like a newspaper out and he was like, is that me? Is that, did anyone see that? Hey, Steve, over there. And Steve's like, shut the fuck up, John.
Or when they were like, what do you do for a living? And he was like, a stand-up comedian. And the guy was like, you make money from that?
No. And then he talks like, about everything he was addicted to, like all the drugs. Yeah. And then he goes into this whole bit about what it's like to be a junkie. Like, he literally,
yeah.
I do think part of your healing, you aren't immediately supposed to be like, how can I make this funny and make money off of it? But it was probably a little therapeutic for him to say, like, this is me. And he even had a point where he was like, cancel me. Like,
yeah. And it has been three years. Like, it's not like he just got out of rehab. Like, he went in 2020. It's now like 2023.
He goes, I was 2 hours late to my intervention. So people were already mad. And then they were like mad.
He was like, you guys should have told me you had cocaine. I would have been here early. Like, no, I thought it was so good. I thought it was just, I do want his wife though, like his ex-wife, to come out and say anything. Just because in all of his previous stand-ups, she was a big part of like his set. Like he would do a whole thing about her.
And now he's a baby with Olivia Munn.
And now he's with Olivia Munn.
Wait, is he with her?
Yeah.
I thought they broke up.
No, they're together. They're together and they have a baby. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like, I feel bad for the ex-wife because it's like, okay, I was with you through all of this. I watched your career grow. You then fell into like a hard time. I was there when you were addicted to drugs. Obviously, she was there at least in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then she is done with him. They get divorced. He goes to rehab. He comes out like this new man. He's now making so much money from this stand-up. He has a new hot like girlfriend. They have a child. Like, I just wonder how pissed I would be. Fucking livid.
That's when, girl, we gotta do some open mics. You need a Netflix special, girl.
No, she needs a Netflix. Yeah, I would love to have like an interview. Imagine we had her on Giggly Squad. I just wonder what like her, what she's thinking. Like, is she done being mad? Is she still mad? Like,
honestly, she's probably like, thank God I'm not involved in that anymore.
Right, because you know, like sometimes
she's
been
with him for 10 years.
You break up with someone and then like they get like a new hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you said it to me the other night. You were like, but you know what it's like dating him. So,
I
like,
always
is
say,
she really having fun?
It's so much harder getting over a situationship than a 10-year relationship. The 10-year relationship, you're like, I've been out of this mentally for 4 years. I'm so over you. I can't even look at your face. Where situationship, you're like, I don't even know who he is and what could have been.
No, I've literally never cried over a breakup.
No.
And someone I've dated for 2 weeks, I'll obsess over them for a year.
For a year.
Like, I just got over someone.
Okay, we literally
didn't
get
through any of our notes.
Any of our notes, but we're going to hit it next time. so make sure. Also, if you're enjoying Giggly Squad, leave us a review. It means the world to us. We have shows coming up in
Denver,
Phoenix, and San Diego. Some of it sold out. Huntington.
Chicago.
Philly.
We haven't gone back to Philly since our first ever live.
When someone broke their leg.
Broke a collarbone.
She just recovered and now she's going to break another bone. The doctor's like,
no,
Jesus.
Literally, that's a bad break. Your fucking collarbone.
Oh, God.
The Gigglers are wild.
But thank you so much for giggling with us. We love you and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.